here at Air Venture Oshkosh 2008. Jay Monge on Air Venture Air and Flight on the fly, a different venue every day. And it's a pleasure to be out here. And I'm talking to Bill McCarroll. Now, good afternoon, Bill.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for joining us on the radio today. So you're going to tell us a little bit about the history of the seaplane base.
I will. This is kind of a unique spot here. This was originally owned by the Vetti family, who have the big classic Wisconsin dairy barn across the harbor. And in 1949, Bill Brennan bought the land from the Vetti family and based his seaplane here. A friend of his, Al Zabel, who lived up the harbor here, those two fellows were the founding members of the seaplane base. For a long time, they just kept their own seaplanes here, and an occasional fellow that would drop in to visit them. They used to fly up into Ontario and go fishing and that sort of thing. But then when EAA moved here from Rockford in early 1970, they began hosting some people who would come in on straight boats, that is, with no wheels. They couldn't land on the land, so they had to land on the water. And this has a very nice protected harbor on the inner anchorage here. And so they would host a few of those people. Over the course of time, that became more than just a few people. And I started coming in 1972 or 3. It took me a couple of years to find it. One day, driving down the road here, I saw some seaplanes anchored in the creek, and I said, I've been looking for that for a long time. So that year, I parked my pickup camper right where you see the food tent now, and that was about two or three vehicles in here and a half a dozen planes. Got up the next morning, and a fellow saw me drinking a cup of coffee and said, I'd like to have a cup of coffee. So I got him one out of the camper. We had no food service here then. What you see here is everything here has been an improvement done by volunteers, volunteer help, volunteer donations, and so forth. As I said, Bill Brennan bought the land in 1949 from the Vetti family. And Al Zabel, a friend of his, they then continue with that until just recent years when Bill Brennan wanted to retire and sell the property. He sold it back to the Vetti family, who he originally bought it from, and they're big EAA supporters, Vetti Theater up at the museum. And so they're big aviation people, too. And so they continued with the lease to EAA for this week for the convention, for the seaplane base. Other than that, it's private property, so it's not open at any other time of the year. It is a Wisconsin seaplane base, but this week its identifier is 96W1, and so it's an official seaplane base. Over the course of all that time, from the time that the EAA came to Oshkosh, more and more volunteers would come down and help work the ground, and because they were interested, people that would fly in would volunteer to work, just as I have. I flew in, I volunteered to work, and we improved the roads, we built more buildings, and got the food concession going. We used to have to leave to go and have lunch, and all that was a problem. The original building on site is the office building. That was the original boathouse that Bill Brennan had, and we've converted it to a dock master's office and the volunteer office. And so we put it to good use. But all the other buildings and so forth, the volunteers have created. Created the campground out by the car park area, created the car park area and the motorhome parking area, improved the nature trail, made the nature trails, and then improved them throughout the treed area, which is nice for people coming on the bus. They walk through a nice nature trail getting up to the waterfront. And so there's quite a group of dedicated volunteers that's been coming for years and years. For a while, I wrote a little newsletter for the seaplane base. We did one every other day or so. And while we were just a private seaplane base, that continued. But then, of course, when EAA took it over, we stopped that, so it wouldn't be in conflict with EAA today. But our main reason for that one was, of course, to give recognition to the volunteers, because everyone that works here is a volunteer. We don't get paid. We might get a hamburger once in a while, but that's about the size of it. So we're here because we love it, and we like to do it, and we volunteer our help. And the vast, vast number of people appreciate that effort. Once in a while, we get a person that seems to think it's a paid commercial operation. So I have this little tag I wear. It says, "Don't yell at me. I'm a volunteer." The point being, we're all here just out of enthusiasm.
Does that work? Does that tag work?
Yeah.
Because you have to plan that every once in a while.
Where'd you get that? I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah.
Great. So,
all of us volunteers would love to have one of those.
And so we just love the seaplane base. We keep coming back year to year, and we continue to get new people that come in as older people that have been here a while find that they have other things to do.
I do see quite a few young volunteers here.
That's right. We have a lot of folks who bring their children here, and there's a lot of other kids that come and volunteer. Usually about the minimum age is 12 to do anything like driving the carts or that sort of thing. But, they're welcome at any age. And, as long as they're 6 or 7 and can take a little direction, that's fine.
I noticed your harbor master, your co-chair or harbor master, a fellow by the name of Shane, who I saw earlier, he seems fairly young, and he's probably going to carry on the baton once your chairman for the harbor retires.
Well, those things are all up in the air until the actual event, but Shane's a good worker, and he's also a good rapper. He invented the Seablass song last night at the fan fest, and you'll have to get him to demonstrate it for you, but I couldn't give an adequate demonstration of that. But, we have a number of people like Shane who are dedicated to come back year to year. His family is here as well, and so most people make it a family event.
And it's a great venue for a family event, too, here. It really feels like, it almost feels like an old hometown family reunion out here.
That's
the feeling that you get when you're here in the seaplane base.
That's right. We began in the early days encouraging people to come out and visit because we called it the best-kept secret at Oshkosh. And, of course, the reason for that is it's 4 miles away from the field. But then Bill Brennan bought an old school bus, and we started running a few people out here, and word of mouth spread, and people got really excited about it because we have something that's unique at Oshkosh. We have trees and shade and wind and water and a nice concession stand all our own. So people appreciate that when they come. Come out on the bus and visit for a few hours, get cooled off, relax, go back up the base, the field as well. So.
Bill, what kind of effort does it take to get this place up and running before the convention?
It's a big effort. It's actually a year-round task, and Paul, of course, has given you a little bit of insight on that. There are meetings throughout the year with regard to all of the things that go to making the seaplane base work, the food concession, the people who are the caretakers for the base, and all the other concessions. So it's quite an organized effort, and we have co-chairmen in charge of most any event you could think of. We have a co-chairman in charge of entertainment. We have one in charge of parking. We have one in charge of the gate receipts, one in charge of the bus, and on. Harbor master and that sort of thing. So there's quite a number of people and a good organization to it. You know, we all dislike rules, but we live by rules. And even as laid back a place as a seaplane base is, does have to have a few rules. Like tell a kid, don't skip stones out on the water. We don't want to hit any airplanes. And from that point, you know, you have to have some rules or an organization wouldn't go. But the beautiful thing about it is, being an entirely volunteer organization, the enthusiasm that you have and the cooperation you have from the volunteers, it's just amazing. I don't think you could run an organization and pay people and have it come out as well as it does here.
Well, I believe that's probably true. And as you know, this being an arm offshoot of AirVenture, pretty much the same structure goes on over there as does over here. It's pretty much an all-volunteer organization, but it doesn't have that down-home family feel that this little venue does over here. The second closest thing to this that I've experienced at AirVenture would be the Ultralights. They're kind of down on the farm. They've got their little area down there, and it feels kind of like family like this does. But the rest of AirVenture really is getting to be big and more commercialized and, you know, more activities along those lines. So this is really a treat over here.
Well, the main reason that the base exists, of course, is to accommodate those people who fly in on straight boats and can't land on land so they can go to AirVenture. But it's actually taken on a life of its own as a seaplane base, and we have quite a number of families that are actually here, so saying it's a family event is very appropriate. We also consider ourselves in the seaplane fraternity to be a family, just like the Ultralight people did, and we appreciate that because seaplane flying is something unique, you know. You go flying and you go land on a lake and you're at your own devices. You don't have a runway that stays solid underneath you. It's moving up and down and bouncing around. The only advantage we have is that we usually can always land directly into the wind, but no controller to tell us what the traffic is and nobody to tell us if there's any hazards in the water. So you're kind of like your own bush pilot up in the wilds of the North Country. You know, every time you go fly, it's a test what's going to happen. So
it's an adventure.
So that makes us feel like we got a little something special here.
Well, Bill, I'm feeling special, and we're going to head into another break here at the bottom of the hour. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Dave Quam. And Dave is the founder of the Seaplane Pilots Association. We'll be right back after these words.